studio. We get to have you in a couple times a year, this time of year, to talk about what Edwards Law Office does with the coloring contest. Sounds like it's happening again, huh?
We have another big year on tap. This is about our fourth year, and it just seems to build more and more excitement with the kids and the parents. And so it's one of my most favorite things to do.
Well, I think it's a fantastic idea, and it brings the whole community together, right? So tell us what's happening with this coloring contest this year.
Well, we have a ton of sponsors again. We'll be handing out coloring books throughout the community, through the schools. Also, they'll be available at all Lincoln County Library locations and at Edwards Law Office in Aetna. And essentially, the kids need to color each one of the pages for the business owners and hand deliver them to the businesses. Sometimes the businesses will allow them to email them in or scan or send something in like that. But essentially, the idea is for these businesses to see the kids and to get traffic into their area businesses so they can get to know them a little bit better. And as SVI has done here, you know, the businesses put up these pictures all over the walls, and it's beautiful. We see them all through the valley, and the parents are thrilled because the kids aren't sitting in front of a screen the whole time. They're coloring, they're motivated, and the biggest thing is they win prizes.
I know, right? And these, and we're not talking like a couple bucks. I mean, these are some really good prizes that are being given away.
Yeah, all of our sponsors have their own set of prizes that they select and hand out. And then we have some grand prizes that we put together as well, which includes a $100 bill from our office. There is a class pizza party from Artisan Chef in Aetna for the class with the most entries. And the school with the most entries, guess what they get? They get a movie night.
Yes.
Yes, at Skyview Lanes and Cineplex.
The whole, now just to clarify, you said school.
School.
With the most entries. So the whole school gets a movie night.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, right. It couldn't be any better. And these sponsors, they're knocking down our doors to do it every year. And remember last year, we said we were going to get a smooter. We still need to get a smooter on here.
We don't have any smooters, huh?
No.
What's going on, smooters?
I don't know. We need some smooters to step up because we have it all up and down the valley here. But it looks like you're going to have to be fighting off a list of sponsors who've been here for quite a while.
So Jack Edwards in the studio again this morning from Edwards Law Office. So have the coloring books already been distributed? Are those ready to start coloring now, or is that still coming?
They came out yesterday.
Okay.
So I believe that they're being delivered to the school today, yesterday. By Friday, if you don't see something, call my office, 307-883-2222. We'll make sure that we get you in touch with the coloring book.
And you mentioned they're also available at the libraries. If you don't happen to be like homeschool children, that kind of thing, can still participate in this, right?
Absolutely. The homeschool children came out in force last year.
They did. I remember that.
Yeah. They just came out of nowhere. So, yeah, they can come to my office. They can come to Lincoln County Library location. And, of course, Lincoln County School District number 2.
Jack, there's so many things I really love about this annual coloring contest. One of them is the business kind of picks their own picture, right? And you have some of the pictures are more of the Santa Claus end of Christmas and the fun thing of the holidays and all that stuff. And some are the more, you know, the spiritual end of Christmas. And you kind of get both together in the coloring book. I really like that.
I think it's great, too, because everyone can express themselves, each business can, and the kids can also express themselves in deciding which coloring that they want to put more time in and energy into. They've always come out outstanding. We really have budding artists. I didn't think that simple coloring pages could show such artistic flair, but they do.
Absolutely. And so, Jack, when are the deadlines to have all these turned back in?
So the entries submit by December 16th or sooner to the local businesses. So December 16th is your cutoff date, and the grand prizes will be announced here on SVI on December 22nd at 7:10 a.m.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. So get those coloring books, color the pictures, you take them back. Of course, the more the more pictures you turn in, the better of chances you have of winning, right? So
absolutely.
There's no limit on how many pages you can turn in, and color away.
Color away.
Perfect. Jack, anything we missed on the coloring contest we need to mention today?
No. Merry Christmas, Star Valley.
Absolutely. That's Jack Edwards from Edwards Law Office. Have any questions, contact Edwards Law Office, and those coloring books are on their way to be distributed, if not already. And if you don't get one, the Star Valley libraries all have them, and also at Edwards Law Office. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.